Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Well, well, welcome back. I can't believe it's July already. It's insane.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. It's flying by. P&W is into summer now.
I know. It's getting hot, too. Actually, we're getting a little heat wave. It's going to hit like 100 in Portland, which I know for maybe people live in the South and stuff. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in the Pacific Northwest, 100 is hot.
It's too much, everybody. We don't have AC in every place. So make sure if you got it, crank it. If you don't, hunker down.
Well, we're also coming off hot off that last episode where we talked about, you know, saliva, oral sex, STDs, a bunch of stuff like that. So if you missed that one, go give it a listen. And today we're diving into a different topic, though. Today we're going to talk about the dreaded root canal.
Ooh, spooky. I know root canals have a bit of a mystery surrounding them. So let's break them down. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So a root canal. Mike, you do root canals. I do root canals.
That's true.
Everyone, you know, thinks root canals are super scary. It's like the worst thing in dentistry. A lot of times people think that. But let's just dive in a little bit and talk about, you know, the basics of it. So why is it called a root canal?
Yeah. So your tooth has two parts, right? So it has a crown that most people see as the tooth, right? And then what anchors the tooth into the bone is the roots of the teeth. So teeth have different number of roots. I'm not really going to get into that. But within the root itself, there's a canal. So and the canal is like a little hollow tube. Think of it like a PVC pipe, right? There's an internal part. Usually wires in a house go into that kind of thing, or water. Right. That's what a root canal is. So your root is hollow, and within that, that's like housing of the blood supply and the nerve of the tooth.
Right, and that makes sense. That's why the procedure is called a root canal, because it's like an empty canal, right, where you're working on the internal part of the root of the tooth, basically.
Yep, exactly.
So it's just like a hollow tube, you know, and a lot of times I explain it to my patients, it's kind of just like a longer filling, basically. You know, it just goes a little bit further into the tooth.
A little deeper.
Yeah, a little deeper. And, you know, I think it's also important to know, I know root canals can sound really scary, but I think dentistry has come a long way, and pain management during the procedure, after the procedure, things like that has come a long way. And so it's really not that much worse than getting a filling done.
I would say so. Yeah. I have patients that often will wince at the idea of a root canal, but they've not had one in 20 years. And as you can imagine, dentistry has come a long way in 20 years, right? Like pain management, but also equipment, technology, things like that.
That's true. Yeah.
Comfort is greatly improved.
The speed of the procedures are a lot faster. I mean, we have like rotary instruments and things that we're using that just do the treatment a lot faster than doing everything by hand, which is kind of how things were done back in the day. And you mentioned the tech as well. So the tech has come a long way, which makes like for every root canal I do, pretty much, especially on back teeth, I'm taking like a 3D CBCT scan.
I can see
the tooth in three dimensions. I can look and see exactly the shape of that nerve, how many canals there are, all that sort of stuff. So you just have a better kind of map and outline of the tooth going in when you have that advanced tech.
So I'd say things are faster now. I would say they're safer.
Right.
And painless is not correct, but decreased comfort levels, increased
less pain for sure.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what a root canal is, right? It's a filling basically on the part of the tooth that's below the gum line, in a really simplified way to say it.
I think that's fair.
But you know, so that's kind of what it is. But let's talk about maybe why we do root canals. Like, what would be a reason someone might need a root canal, Mike?
So yeah, let's dive into that. So patients typically will think they need a root canal, and the old adage is like, my tooth hurts, right? So they'll say, my tooth hurts to hot, cold, when I chew, things like that. And patients come in, and that's kind of what's leading us to the idea that, we might be thinking that the tooth has a problem below the gum line, which is typically deals with the canal of the tooth, where the housing of the nerve and the blood supply.
Right. So they can say things like, you know, my tooth hurts when I'm chewing on this side. Or a lot of times it can be like sensitivity or pain to temperature too. That's another really big thing, like cold sensitivity. I would say generally people have regular cold sensitivity, but if you're gonna need a root canal, it's gonna be much more severe, much more sharp type of cold sensitivity. Or if people are saying they're sensitive to hot things, that's another big indicator that probably a root canal is needed. I would say cold sensitivity is probably more normal to have in normal life, but hot sensitivity is more concerning for sure.
And that makes sense, because within the nerve canal, so the root canal within the tooth, that's where the nerve resides. So that would lead Rusty and I to be like, huh, we should perform some testing on the tooth.
Right.
And that's called endotesting or pulp vitality testing.
Okay.
And the reason it's called endotesting is typically an endodontist is a root canal specialist.
Right.
And endodontics means, endo means within. So endodontics means within the tooth.
Yeah.
So yeah, and pulp would be another word for nerve.
Right.
So yeah, we do endotesting, also called pulp vitality testing. Let's dive into that. So like you come into the dentist, you're like, hey, my tooth hurts. I think I might need a root canal. That is like the typical sentence of a patient.
Yeah.
What would you do then? Yeah.
So, I mean, the first thing I'm going to do is just take a visible look at the area or areas that are hurting. Sometimes people are going to come in and it's not going to be obvious, right? I mean, sometimes they can pinpoint exactly where it's at. Sometimes there's swelling that makes it pretty obvious something's going on. Sometimes it's not as obvious just from an outside perspective what might be going on. So one of the first things we're going to do is, of course, take an x-ray,
right?
We're going to take an x-ray and see what's going on. That allows us to see the roots of the tooth and see if there's any infection, any cavities, see what that nerve of the tooth looks like as well.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be the first thing that we do. And then like you were just saying, we're going to run those pulp vitality testing. So again, pulp is like the what's inside the root of a tooth. So yep. That's the nerve and the blood supply. And so when we're doing pulp testing, we're testing the vitality or the health of the nerve and the blood supply of the tooth to check and see. And so with this pulp testing or the endo testing, there's kind of three different types of tests that we do. They're the cold test, a percussion test, and a palpation test. And those kind of give us an indication of the exact diagnosis of which tooth or teeth may be involved and what exactly is going on. So why don't you walk us through the first part of that, the cold test?
Sure. Yeah. So cold test is probably exactly what you'd expect. We take a piece of cotton, which is cold, and we place it on the tooth. And we typically will test the tooth we think is the problem and then some neighboring teeth so we can compare the tooth to what we presume is a normal tooth. And your response to the cold test can be a variety of things, right? You can experience sharp pain, some sort of lasting sensation, which can often be prescribed as or described as pain,
yeah,
or no sensation. And all of these types of outcomes kind of tell us there's a potential need for a root canal. Yeah. And yeah, it kind of gives us the status of the nerve. So
yeah,
that's the first test. And then the second test is percussion. Why don't you walk us through that?
So percussion, it's pretty simple and basic. Basically what I do is I take the backside of my mirror and I just tap on several teeth or several parts of different teeth, depending if it's a back tooth, you know. But I'm just kind of tapping on several teeth, and that's more of a sign if you're having any chewing pain or there's maybe an infection at the base, the root of the tooth. If you're tapping on it, then that can sometimes, you know, transmit a little bit of pain through the tooth and into where that infected area is.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, we're not only testing one tooth that we think is the culprit, even if it has an obvious big cavity on it, we're always going to be testing the teeth surrounding the area, sometimes even the opposite arch or opposite side, just to get kind of a baseline, because everyone's, you know, different in how they react to these tests. Some people are really sensitive on a healthy tooth to these tests. Some people don't feel anything on a really badly infected tooth. And so
it's important to know.
You got to have the baseline.
Yeah, so agreed.
We'll take an x-ray. We'll do the cold test, we'll do the percussion test, and then another thing that we do is a palpation. So what does that look like, Mike?
So that's essentially where we take a gloved hand and we rub the base of the gum, and that'll kind of tell us if there's any sort of infection that's come out of the bone or still in the bone. But that's when people see what's like a, they call like a pimple on the gum itself. And that'll kind of tell us the infection has gone out of the tooth into the bone and the surrounding tissues.
Yeah.
And that's when people will feel sensation kind of pressure down at the base of the tooth. And that's kind of an indication that the infection's gotten to the point of we need to do something.
Yeah.
Right. And then if it's becoming to the point where we're seeing swelling, especially from the outside of the mouth,
mm-hmm,
that's when patients will need something like an antibiotic or something. But right, it's obviously dependent on the patient. We don't just give antibiotics, but
right.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, like you said, those infections oftentimes are under there and they can either come out in two ways. They're going to come as a little pimple in the gums where that like infection or pus can drain, or it's going to not make a little pimple and it's going to swell. And so yep, those are kind of the end stages of if you have a toothache that isn't dealt with or treated and that infection continues to grow and spread, that's what it can kind of lead to. But by this point in the exam, you know, we've taken some x-rays, we've done some testing. Sometimes the results are that it's just normal sensitivity, or maybe you chewed or bit on something hard, or it can be sinus related, right? There's other things that can cause sensitivity or what feels like a toothache that don't require a root canal. So that's important to know. But sometimes, you know, it does need a root canal, and there are types of toothaches that need that. So what does it look like now that we need a root canal? We know that. What does that look like?
Yeah, and I would think from a patient perspective, it's a bit like a filling, right? You come in, we numb you, we use a drill like we would for a filling. The only difference is we go a bit deeper to access the inside of the tooth, which is where the blood supply, the nerve, and the infection currently is. Mm-hmm. So we go in there, remove the infection. The tooth is still there. We're not removing the tooth, right? We're going in there, removing the infection. We're sealing it. We're sterilizing the tooth, and then we're filling it. And then that will seal the tooth from the base and the top, and then we've removed the infection. So that's when you kind of see that progression of health from there.
Right, right. Yep. So it's sealed, it's cleaned up and basically filled with special materials. And then oftentimes we do a crown over top of it, because if you've got this problem, usually there's a big cavity or things going on with the tooth that need a crown to help support and protect it so that, you know, you can keep chewing.
And what do we fill the root with?
So it's called gutta percha. Okay. And it's basically like a pink rubbery type material. It's you know, very compatible with health and you know, does a really good job of sealing that root canal system so that any bacteria can't get inside that tooth in the future and lead to future problems.
And it's essentially inert. It doesn't present any sort of bacteria to the mouth, things
right.
like that.
Right.
And yeah, root canals. So patients often associate root canals with the removal of pain because they do essentially remove the nerve, and the nerve's infected, causing pain.
Yep.
But, you know, after the root canal, you're not going to see, you'll see a lot of times immediate relief, but you don't go back to no pain, right? Because the infection didn't start in a day. So you're not going to get that sequelae within a day. So I do like to tell people the pain's going to go away, but it's kind of going to taper off. So you're still probably going to be on ibuprofen, Tylenol, if your body can handle it.
And while we're doing these root canals too, we're doing a lot of just medication inside of the tooth that cleans and treats this infection. If I'm seeing a patient and on x-ray or clinically, they have a really big infection, especially if there's swelling going on, a lot of times I'm going to do that root canal in not just one visit, but two. Right, where the first day we're going to open it, we're going to remove the bad parts of the tooth, the infection, the decay. We're going to place some material, some medication in that tooth that starts healing and treating the infection. We're going to do a temporary filling and let that heal for a couple weeks to start getting rid of that infection. Then we'll come in and finish the root canal. So in some cases, like you said, that infection didn't grow in one day or overnight, and it sometimes can't even be treated in one day or overnight, depending on the size.
I think that's important to know, because patients are often like, what is a two-step and a one-step? Because they're one-step and two-step,
right?
And they, I've had people that are like, oh, like my dentist wasn't good enough to do this in one visit, are you, kind of thing, as a new patient. It's like, no, like, it just sometimes it's not explained well, but it is important to do a two-step root canal sometimes so that we have time to heal the tooth so you're not in as much pain.
And it might be a sign your dentist is really good and caring and making sure the infection is getting treated. And a lot of times I will say too, you know, these are toothaches where people are calling in the same day or on the weekend even, and we're trying to get them into a schedule that can sometimes be full.
Get them out of pain.
Our main goal is to help people and get them out of pain, because it can be a really sharp pain that requires like immediate attention. And so, you know, sometimes we're, I don't want to say squeezing people in, but, you know, we want to get people out of pain as quickly as we can. And so sometimes even just getting that first step of the root canal done, getting some medication in there, will get them out of that big amount of pain, and then we can, you know, get them scheduled another day a couple weeks down the road once the infection's better, once they're not in as much
pain,
and
we have more time
as well. So that's another way that it happens. So it's really important, if you're having a toothache, to get in, see a dentist, get some x-rays, get some testing done, get a diagnosis, see what's going on, and get there, because if you let these things go, you know, they're going to be leading to infection and problems.
Yeah, and the issue too with that is it hurts really, really bad, right? You don't see a dentist, you wait out. Then the pain goes away because the infection has now gone into the bone.
Yeah.
So if you let that ride for a long, long time, I mean, bacteria can eat away your bone. So then we're at a point where it's an issue.
Yeah.
So just make sure you take care of yourself. Well,
I think that could be a good thing to break down too, is the different, like, stages of pain, right? Mm. So yeah. Let's say, you know, someone has a cavity on a tooth. At first, oftentimes when we're doing just a filling, people don't even feel that they have a cavity at all. They're not aware until we see it or see it on an x-ray, right? If that cavity isn't treated, it continues to grow and get to the nerve. That's when that nerve gets really affected. And that's that really sharp, cold pain. Yeah. Ouch, that hurts. My goodness, I have a massive toothache. I need this treated right now. If that's not treated at that stage, then it can go on further, right? And then the tooth actually dies. The nerve and the blood supply of the tooth goes away, and that leads to the big infection, which that's when you get those pimples, those swellings, those things we were talking about earlier. But that's not going to be a really sharp pain anymore. That's going to be more like a dull, achy, throbby, keep you awake at night type of pain.
Yeah, and we see this all the time where people are like, I didn't go to the endodontist because, or I didn't get the root canal because the pain went away. But then a year, 2 years later, we're looking at much worse outcomes than if we were to just do it in the beginning. Right. So when a dentist is like, oh, you have something here, it's small, but we can take care of it. That is when that problem is most predictable. Small filling, small root canal.
Yeah.
Things like that. That is when they're most predictable.
Smaller infections.
Yeah.
Before, because if these get big enough, they can affect the neighboring teeth.
Then we're doing two root canals.
Go into your sinus, go into your bloodstream, cause problems with the gums and soft tissue. I mean, these things can grow and cause a whole bunch of problems apart from just the single tooth that's causing
true.
It.
Yeah.
And root canals aren't always the only choice or the only option for treatment either. Even if someone has a toothache, like we said, it can be due to other things. So just because you have a toothache doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a root canal. And even if I'm diagnosing, hey, this tooth needs a root canal, there's other options too.
Yeah, right? Like if you want something done other than a root canal, but we often don't like to jump to the end of the line, right? Because if you need a root canal, it's either a root canal or an extraction, right? So obviously it's your body we want you to choose, but we want you to be informed. So that's why we kind of wanted to break it down for you. What's a root canal?
Yep.
But speaking of that, we want to talk on a little bit of a subject. There's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet with everything, not just dentistry, but specifically root canals right now, right? Like I've seen some videos online, things like that. So let's dive into just a quick minute about that.
Yeah, definitely. And one of our listeners actually sent us a video of one of these. So shout out to Jerry for sending this video over our way. But yeah, so it's a video and it was not a dentist talking about all the quote unquote risks associated with root canals. And you know, I've seen some wild claims of some misinformation that say like root canals lead to things like anxiety, brain fog, dandruff, or I saw one that even an article that was claiming it leads to athlete's foot, which is a fungus, by the way, not even bacterial, which is, so just there's some wild claims. There's lots of interesting things. And just because something may be correlated, like, okay, this person has a root canal and they also have this other symptom somewhere in their body, that doesn't mean it's because of the root canal.
Correct. It's like, that's research 101 there. Like I was like, what was that thing on Netflix called, that movie,
the root cause?
They were talking about like, oh, this woman, her root canal caused breast cancer because she had a root canal on the same side that she had the breast cancer,
right?
And it's like, okay, like that's not how that works.
Correlation does not mean causation.
Correct. That is so important.
Because
it's so important. But obviously if you're like, you know what, I really don't want a root canal, and I've explained it to you, that's fine. You've made the decision. But we don't want you to make the decision based off the fact that you think that it's going to cause autism or something like that. Like, there's all this stuff online.
Right.
And a lot of these videos we're watching where people are talking about, like, oh, your dentist, if they do root canals, they're a bad dentist. That is insane.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that video that our listener Jerry had sent us, you know, we did some digging on the person in these videos, and the person talking about this is a chiropractor who's like kind of posing as a physician, it seems, and making a lot of TikTok, Instagram videos, you know, and then he's talking to like quote unquote holistic dentists that don't do root canals and kind of cater to a very specific demographic of the patient population, and a lot of what they're saying is not supported by evidence. It's very anecdotal, right? Like they're telling a story, you know, my friend Joe got a root canal and then his dog died a week later, and that's why,
right?
You know,
it
doesn't make sense. Obviously that's it's gross insane. Exaggeration of what they're saying, but
and it's, just like anything, can bad work be performed? Yes.
Right.
Can a root canal go awry? Like, yes, anything can go poorly, but it's not root canals are not causing an infection. Root canals are treating an infection. That is literally what they do.
Yep. So, why do you think these type of videos like do so well? And like, obviously, most patients don't know a lot about root canals, which is what we're trying to do, is just educate you all so you have a little bit better understanding.
Yeah.
But why do you think like these types of misinformation videos go viral and get so much attention?
I think there's two reasons. One, clickbait, right? You have a catchy title.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to know this one thing because, you know, that I would click on it.
Right.
Like, there's one thing you don't know about X, right? So,
yeah.
But also, yeah. I think that even when I've had like some health scares or things like that, you're most vulnerable, right? You're like worried about this problem and you cannot seem to find a solution for it.
Right.
So if someone's like, you know what, I think I found the solution. No one's looking into this. And I mean, why would you not look into that further? That makes, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that people are pretty vulnerable when they're trying to figure things out about their body.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would.
And those type of, like you said, clickbaity, controversial type things draw a lot of views, get comments, get attention, get shared around. And then it, you know, makes people hesitant and less trusting of healthcare or, you know, dentistry in this case specifically. And I think it can be dangerous because, you know, people need to at least know their options and know the truth of what's going on that's backed by literature and actual science and not stories, anecdotal stuff, misinformation. And
I think that you're right about that. When I watch these videos, it's like they talk about root canals are bad, things like this. And then they're like, you know, I had a friend. They go into these like heartwarming stories or things that pull at your, like
right.
A single incidence is not going to be. Yeah.
And they're well made, right? I mean, they do good with these videos.
Yeah.
They're catchy. They get, you know, they could probably sell, you know, oceanside property in Arizona, some of these guys, you know. So it's just and be really careful with everything you see on the internet. Don't believe everything that you know. I think the quote was like by Abraham Lincoln that just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, right?
Thank you, Rusty. Good old Abe.
Honest Abe, right?
Yeah. And once you get a diagnosis, it's totally your choice to decide what you want to do, right? But we want you to make sure you have all the information you need to make that choice. Like if you'd rather have an implant than a root canal, please. Like I'm here to support your choice, but I want you to know what your choices are and
for
why.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's important.
And if you opt not to get a root canal, like we said earlier, the next treatment option is usually an extraction. And so if you don't do the root canal, sometimes it means you're either keeping the infection or you're going to be losing the tooth. And so not that either of those options is necessarily right or wrong. It's your choice. Again, it's your tooth and it's important you have that decision.
Right.
But it's even more important that you can make an informed decision and know what's going on in your mouth and your options.
Correct.
Without kind of this guise of misinformation that may scare you from getting the treatment that would really truly benefit you.
Agreed. I totally agree.
So if you're having a toothache, you know, it's super important. Go see a dentist, get those pulpal vitality testing done, get those tests done, get some x-rays, maybe get a 3D scan, get to hear your options, see what your diagnosis is, see what's going on. Don't let these infections grow because they can cause a lot of problems. And the sequela, the problems of leaving an infection is going to be way worse than the side effects of a root canal. So.
Right. Yeah. So I could get behind some of these ailments they're saying root canals cause as being causative agents from not getting a root canal.
Right.
But anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're enjoying the content, please give us some love online. We'd love to see a review and hear from you, whatever platform you listen. So.
Yes. And as always, send us any questions you have, you know, any weird videos you see, any misinformation you
send
think,
them
any
to
questions,
us.
Send them our way. We'd love to dive into them, see if it's true, see if it's BS, see what our opinion is on it. And you know, if you send us our questions, they can always be featured on future episodes. So send them our way, and thanks again for listening.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental, and thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.